presented by Comcast.
Hey, good morning. I'm Playbook co-author Rachel Bade. It's Tuesday, June 11th, and here's what's driving the day. The bribery trial for Senator Bob Menendez is really heating up in New Jersey. Federal prosecutors' star witness actually broke down in tears on the stand when he testified on Monday. He spoke about this backyard meeting between the senator and himself in September 2019, where during the meeting, he said he wrote down the names of the companies and people who were being investigated by New Jersey's Attorney General office. This witness is suggesting that he bribed Menendez's wife with a new car so the senator would kill these investigations. According to the witness's account, the New Jersey Democrat, Menendez, took the piece of paper and put it in his pocket, and then the next day actually had a meeting in his Newark office with the then Attorney General for New Jersey and tried to get them to back off on that probe. It's primary day in Nevada, Ohio, North Dakota, and a couple of other states. In North Dakota, Governor Doug Burgum's decision to retire actually kicked off a rather competitive primary between Lieutenant Governor Tammy Miller and current Congressman Kelly Armstrong. Burgum and Trump are actually on opposite sides, which is interesting given that Burgum is apparently a top choice for Trump's VP running mate. Burgum is backing Miller while the former president is backing Armstrong. Today is also going to be stop number one for former Speaker Kevin McCarthy's revenge tour. South Carolina Congresswoman Nancy Mace, who is one of eight Republicans who voted to oust McCarthy last year, is the first to face a competitive primary here. Her biggest threat is Catherine Templeton, the former head of the state Health and Environmental Department, who unsuccessfully ran for governor in 2018. A third candidate, Bill Young, is also running, and if nobody clears the 50% hurdle, the race will go to a runoff in 2 weeks. But the real drama to watch is actually in Nevada, where Republican candidates vying to take on Senator Jackie Rosen, they've been battling it out, and the Trump endorsement fight has turned flat out ugly. You should read today's playbook to get more details on that. We have a backstory on the events that precipitated Trump's decision to endorse veteran Sam Brown in Nevada over Jeff Gunter, his one-time ambassador to Iceland. Now, Gunter's team is obviously furious, to say the least, that they didn't get this endorsement. They are currently alleging that the fix was in from the beginning. I was making some calls last night, and they are accusing the NRSC of threatening to not do business with anybody who worked for Gunter early on in this campaign. The NRSC is obviously denying these claims. But Gunter is actually now alleging there was some sort of pay-to-play between either the Trump campaign or one of Trump's associates and the NRSC. Trump's top advisor, Chris LaCivita, is saying, absolutely not, this didn't happen. He told me last night that Gunter should think twice before he pokes the bear because the bear will bite your ass off. Yes, that's the quote. President Donald Trump's attempt to strike a middle ground on the politically toxic issue of abortion isn't exactly sitting well with his own base. In brief recorded marks for the Danbury Institute, a Christian advocacy organization that calls abortion child sacrifice, Trump didn't mention the word abortion even once. Instead, he told the group yesterday, "You can't vote Democrat. They're against religion. They're against your religion in particular." That didn't sit well with those in attendance. One pastor told our colleagues, quote, "He sounded more like a politician who wants to be elected." Down in Florida, Judge Eileen Cannon yesterday slightly narrowed the classified documents case against Trump. She ruled that prosecutors can actually charge him based on an episode in which he was said to have shown highly sensitive military maps to a political advisor months after leaving office. That was technically removed from the 53-page indictment, but prosecutors can still introduce that as evidence to the jury if the case finally goes forward. It just underscores the continued tension between Cannon and Jack Smith. This very much was another swipe at prosecutors who have been going back and forth with Cannon for weeks now. And for the rest of your schedule today, the Senate and the House are in. And a couple of things for planning in the days ahead on Capitol Hill. Speaker Johnson is going to be talking to senators at their Wednesday lunch. I'm told that the topic of the meeting will be the fast-tracking tool reconciliation and how Republicans will try to use that procedure to try to fast-track tax legislation or get other things passed. On Thursday, President Donald Trump will be speaking to Senate Republicans. This is at the invite of John Barrasso, who is running to be whip next year. I'm Rachel Bade. Thanks for listening.
Did you know that most of the data on your smartphone travels over Wi-Fi, not cellular? Thanks to Wi-Fi innovation by Comcast, our customers connect over 1 billion devices to our network each year. Unlicensed spectrum is key to a fast and secure Wi-Fi experience at home and on the go. Comcast develops cutting-edge Wi-Fi equipment that maximizes our multi-gig broadband network and spectrum made available by the FCC. Learn more at comcastcorporation.com/innovation.